Ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Calling all SGPS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is going to referendum this year to seek continuance of its optional student fee. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the SGPS and vote yes to continue CFRC's optional fee on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support.
Sure. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We just heard Tragically Hip, Three Pistols was that track, of course. We've got whole new suite of tracks. How's the Trump regime going, by the way?
Yeah, we're recording this on Sunday, so how is it 2 days in?
Yeah, I didn't see, again, this is Sunday, so we did not see the inauguration, but, like, how cowardly is it that he's doing it inside? Terrible.
Be cold.
He should be doing William Henry Harrison style.
Like, they always have to be cold. It's always in January.
Yes, yeah. And Bernie gets to wear stylish mitts.
Oh, yeah, the mittens. Yeah. Wow. Was that during the last Trump inauguration?
No, that was during Biden's inauguration.
Okay. Wow. I love those mittens. Yeah. Everyone loved those mittens.
Everyone except for the, you know, the libs.
No, they liked it too.
No, they were mad that they thought that he was stealing the thunder from Biden, who so rightfully deserved our adoration.
Well, I'm so curious who stole the thunder from Trump this time. What if it's like we're recording this on Sunday and some horrible earthquake happens? Anyway.
I hesitate to say inshallah, but... I'm just excited to see how big the crowds are. I think, 30, 40 million people are going to be there.
30, 40 people are going to be there. We have 2 hours of great music lined up for you, so.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great tracks. Also, just a brief note, I talked about Ethel Kane. She put out her new record that I did not play because it was not really the speed of myself or this show. Mm. But she was on Fox News. She wasn't, but they were talking about
her. Okay.
The fact that she said, CEOs should be redacted.
Oh, yes.
And, the segment was really funny because they were like, they just don't know she's a trans lady. They just, didn't research that enough.
Oh, okay.
Because, that was such an obvious line of attack for them. But they were like, how would you feel if someone said that all singers should die?
All singers. Wow, okay.
So, yeah, if you've got, if you're in the shower, just rub-a-dubbing up and, have a song in your heart, be leery, folks.
Yeah.
Because Sean Hannity is coming for you.
Anyway.
Anyway, folks, we got another singer coming your way. This is Lucy Dacus, new track, Ankles. This is the first single off of Perfect Is a Feeling. She had Thumbs was the first single of her last record. Now it's Ankles. She's very body part centric. I like it. I like a little song cycle. So here we go.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? Throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder. Again, how lucky are we to have so much to lose?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear? Could you please, please let me know what we just heard?
We just heard The Wolf by Maddie Regent. Before that, Lie Down by Saya Gray. And at the top, Ankles by Lucy Dacus.
A triumvirate of indie queens, folks.
That's right. I have a very funny little just like tidbit article to share with you.
I love a tidbit.
From HuffPost. So okay. I got this as like a clickbait article.
That's where I get all my news.
I know. And it was like, you know, naming experts are alarmed by this baby name trend. And I was like, oh no, what? Like, if baby namers can get alarmed by it, like, this has got to be serious, because they make up some crazy names.
And, like, baby namers are, like, one of the most calm, serene, like, cool-headed groups of people. So if they're alarmed...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need to be worried. But the aggressive baby name trend that is, quote, alarming experts, is weapons baby names.
Okay.
And they are
like Lance?
Very funny. Oh, that's so true. No, they don't mention Lance. I guess they do mention that some of them have become, like, normalized. Uh-huh. But so this peaked around 2021, but it was like... Wesson, Caliber, Shooter, and Trigger, or like up and coming baby names.
If you name your dog Trigger, I think you're trashy.
Like, they're dog names. Like, these are clearly names for dogs. Yeah,
like, names for dogs, like, given to them by, like, someone who got all C's in high school.
Okay, some other ones. Blade, Cannon, Remington, Colt, Ruger, Rugger, I don't know, and Winchester, Arson, Cutter,
Arson's
Dagger.
Crazy.
Yeah, arson is crazy. Oh man, these are so good. And yeah, I guess like 2021, 2022. There's
this
a
is
lot
my
of
son felony.
And they're talking about how it's like in line with like people want really like rugged names. So like even aside from the weapons one, you're seeing like cowboy names like Dutton and Stetson and Boone.
Yeah.
Which, just, if your name is Boone, like, what kind of name is that? Anyway, whatever. Maverick is also, like, huge right now. Mm-hmm. But they are also saying that, like, some of them, like, you know, which are, like, technically, like, weapons or, like, aggressive names are now just, like, so normal to us that we wouldn't even think, like, Hunter is, like, such a normal name and, like... so they're saying,
like, there, how many, like, if you go back and, like, you know, these old Germanic names or whatever, that just
they're
mean,
all
like warrior.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saying that maybe Shooter and Trigger and Dagger are on the way to becoming just like, that's like a classic little boy name.
Yeah.
So who knows? So
anyways,
watch out for that if you're having kids
like,
right now.
I especially love, like,
consider.
You know, like these rugged, individualistic, like, martial names. And it's like, it's fitting because these are kids who, like, you know, are, you know, going to the plus size racks at Marshalls. You know, like, they're just, they dwell in the suburbs, and, like, the scariest part of their day is going from the parking lot to Walmart.
Shooter. Let's go.
Yeah, anyway. Naming my son Shooter, and then there's a horrific incident in the high school.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know how this could have happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. If only I could have foreseen. Oh, well. Nominative determinism, folks.
But
it's
anyway.
Real.
So, you know, name your kid Shooter.
I'm going to name my kid Peacenik. or Hug.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
That sounds
nice. Peace and love on planet Earth.
Yeah, that's it's a long one. It's a mouthful, but I feel like it gets the point across.
What do we have up next?
Up next, we got new perfume genius, folks. It's a Mirror is the track. Here we go.
Thank you. future. I was tied up like a boat, unbuttoned like a coat, set free for a while I jump to jolt my clumsy blood, while my white green eyes cry like a window pane. Can my cold heart change, even out of spite?
Don't you want
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Peach Luffy, like Monkey D. Luffy, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've only ever read that. Yeah. I don't know if it's Luff or Luffy.
I think it's Luffy.
Okay.
That was What's On Your Mind was the track. Before that, we heard Wilco with their song If Ever I Was a Child.
If I Ever Was a Child.
Sure. And then before that, we heard Perfume Genius, It's a Mirror. Now, folks, she's laughing away, but we've got serious business to talk about.
Sure.
David Lynch has passed.
Yeah.
78.
Sad.
What is there to say? Terrible.
It's very sad.
Cigarettes,
he's
folks.
Amazing.
If only cigarettes were good for you, and then he would have lived forever.
Yeah.
But yeah. Arguably the most interesting, important American director of the century.
Wow.
He's up there,
man. I mean,
man.
He's amazing. Yeah.
He's completely singular in his vision. I was talking to Megan North, and we were talking about, like, you know, the word Lynchian gets, you know, overused at this point. But because there's, like, no other word that, like, captures exactly that sort of feeling of, like, the unease and, you know, bizarre evil of, like, just modern life and just day-to-day quotidian, you know, American standard quo.
Yeah.
And, like, well, since, like, no, there's not been a guy since, like, Kafka that has, like, so captured a singular feeling and completely, like, made it his own.
Mm.
The world is just lesser without him. And it's no good.
We have to watch all of his movies. There are some that we are slacking on, so.
Yeah, no, we need to.
This is your homework, everyone.
Some homework.
For this month, you have to watch every single David Lynch movie and TV show.
So yeah.
Please get on it. Report back.
Yeah. And also, just like the nicest and funniest guy.
I know, he seems really great. Yeah. Everyone seemed to like him a lot. So.
Yeah, like, I saw, like, Martin Scorsese just, like, said, like, something really nice about it. Like, oh, he's, like, a singular figure and all of these things. And, like, David Lynch literally stole Martin Scorsese's wife. And Martin Scorsese...
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that Elizabeth Rossellini lady.
Okay.
She, like, the in Death Becomes Her, she's the woman who just wears jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
she was involved with David Lynch.
Yeah, wow. They were married, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, like, David Lynch is a guy who had, like, four wives, and, like, if you talk to all of his wives, they're like, he's the best. I love him so much.
Oh, like, they weren't married, but they were together for, like,
oh, pardon me,
for like 5 years. So
yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, no. David Lynch, loved by, you know, weirdos, like weird children who liked watching his stuff, loved by the Tumblr GIF creating community, and loved by women the world over. Truly could not have asked for a better life. Loved by his five Woody Woodpecker dolls, if you're familiar with that anecdote.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the best, man. And there'll never be anyone else like him. So I've got three songs lined up to pay tribute to the man. First, of course, In Dreams, Roy Orbison, the Blue Velvet track. Then we've got Shelley at the Diner. Well, it's just called Shelley, but Shelley at the Diner, Grace Ives, about, of course, the Twin Peaks Shelley. And then I've got a track by David Lynch himself. This weird, like, 2010s, like, electronic pop track that he made.
Okay.
It's like really cool.
Yeah.
So here we go. First we'll do some Roy Orbison In Dreams.
A candy colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do, then I fall asleep to dream my dream.
if I thrive. I remember that you said goodbye.
I wanna have a good day today.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard David Lynch, rest in peace, with his track Good Day Today. Before that, we heard Grace Ives with their track Shelley, and at the top, Roy Orbison in Dreams, of course, from Blue Velvet.
Okay, so TikTok. I don't know what it's going to be like on Tuesday as you're hearing this. Because as of Sunday, it is down, I think, is what I've read. I'm not in America, so I can't check. But I think it's down for Americans today. Mm-hmm. But Trump is saying that Monday he will bring it back for like a 90-day period during which they have to find a buyer. But they've had to find a buyer for a really long time, and they haven't. So I kind of struggle to see how they're going to do that in 90 days. But whatever. However, everyone's missing the real story here.
Yeah.
Which is that all ByteDance affiliated apps are now blocked right now.
Okay.
Including Marvel Snap.
No.
I know,
no!
Right?
I don't know what Marvel Snap is.
Yeah, it's apparently like a Marvel like card trading app.
Okay.
But I like this whole article from The Verge being like, forget TikTok. Like, you guys are all forgetting about Marvel Snap.
Man.
So it's unavailable. So I'm really sorry if you're really deep into this, like, I don't even know what this app does. I think, like, it literally lets you, like, play cards that have Marvel characters on them against each other.
Right on.
So, you know, think of the important things in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, like, this is the most... and, like, sorry to bring it back into the political realm, but this is the most unforced error by the Democrats of possibly of all time. Like... they like this, like, you know, banning TikTok has been like a Republican talking point for like almost 6 years.
Yeah, Trump said he was gonna do it and was like way more aggressive about it in his first term, and now he's like, never mind.
Yeah, and so, now like the Democrats like go through and do it. Like, the reason that they're doing it now after like, you know, years and years of talking about it is because of, you know, the horrible PR that Israel was getting vis-a-vis their genocide in Gaza that all of these American teenagers were just watching on their phones. So that's why they moved to block this app. And now they, like, just in the, like, waning minutes of the Biden presidency, they, like, go ahead and unanimously do it. And, like, it, you know, of course, it is wickedly unpopular. And then just hand it to Trump on a silver platter that he gets to give it back to the kids. And, like, for me, like, I first became politically, I wouldn't say active, but politically conscious online, right? Like, Tumblr, SJW stuff, like, that's how I became as annoying as I am today. All of these kids who are, like, on TikTok all day, the first, like, political thing that they see, like, is, oh, like, this thing that I love was taken away from me by the Democrats, and then Trump gave it back to me. Mm. Like, just, like, a huge unforced error. Mm. And then, like, the Democrats have the nerve to complain about the Chinese Communist Party saying that Trump is going to give them the app back and that it's so unfair. Then just don't do it.
Yeah.
The mind boggles. My mind, if you could see it right now, folks, you would describe it as boggled.
Yeah. Love that game. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok. I think that there's a lot of things that go around TikTok that really annoy me, like the disinformation and misinformation.
Oh yeah, it's of course terrible,
annoying to me, and I think it's like genuinely bad for society. But I also think that like any social media app is bad.
Yeah. Any short
and
form
what
video.
Kills me is like the like, oh, this is like allowing for Chinese propaganda and like they're stealing all our data, and it's like, oh yeah, unlike American social media apps, LOL. Anyway,
and like I would rather give like the CCP like my whole genetic data bank. I would just print out like my whole browser history and just give it to the Chinese consulate every week, as opposed to letting Mark Zuckerberg have it. But that's just me.
Anyway, up next, what do we have?
We got Sierra Farrell, a brand spanker from our lovely lady. It's called The Garden. Here we go.
The bounty of a garden can all rot away without love and protection and a hard will to stay. I'll never have a garden again where I fall to my knees and work with the land. Now I'm just praying. Too salty to water the garden, but I'm dreaming of a garden again where I fall to my knees and work with the land. So then I'll be praying with two dirty hands. I'm dreaming, yes, dreaming of a garden. Tending the soil and planting a rose. For after the winter comes springtime again, and a garden can grow like a heart that can mend. Where I fall to my knees and work with the land, and I keep on praying with two dirty hands. I'm living, yes, living in the garden again. I'm living, yes, living in the garden again.
Let me die.